Defenestrate Media and The Left Show present Batshit Crazy with Jason Williams. A weekly look at the most outrageous, wacky, backwards, twisted, and goofy political news of the week you thought you'd left behind. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your pseudo-celebrity commentator, Jason Williams.
Welcome to Batshit Crazy. I'm Jason Williams. In an effort to show all of you out there in listener land that here at The Left Show, we pull no punches, I'm gonna go after a Democrat in this week's Batshit Crazy. Y'all remember last year this horrible, just nasty, contentious battle over the debt limit deal back in August. The focus in Washington, D.C. was totally focused on the deficits, and you know, no one brought up the fact that this whole debt ceiling increase didn't actually spend any more money, because that would just require voters to think, and Republicans can't have that. You remember all that, and then the shift, the president with his jobs proposal was able to shift things back to the economy and jobs and income inequality, and get things, if you will, back more in a corner where the president can talk about ideas the Republicans don't seem to have. In order to, you know, be reelected, have a Democrat in the White House. Well, one very important Democrat is just not having that. He doesn't like the fact that the president's approval rating is up. He doesn't like the fact that we've stopped talking about this deficit that no one actually cares about more than they care about the economy and the job situation. Steny Hoyer is just determined to dumb this back down. Steny Hoyer is looking to, this is according to, with the help of a D.C. lobbying group. According to Talking Points memo, House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer, Democrat Maryland, is looking to shake legislative politics out of unconsciousness as early as next spring and force a vote on a bipartisan legislative proposal, which would include higher taxes and cuts to federal programs to reduce deficits by trillions. So you get where this is going. Steny Hoyer, House Minority Whip, an apparently moron from Maryland, has decided, we've talked about this jobs and economy thing, which the president's approval rating's up. It looks like he's going to win this election. Steny Hoyer, no. We need to get it back to the deficit, back to when Republicans were winning the public opinion polls. Steny Hoyer, what is your problem? His case that he's making here is it's intended to disrupt the consensus among political leaders. You know what? Shut up, Steny Hoyer. Shifting the narrative back to the deficit, not only would it be bad for the president in the re-election, it's also what this country should not be wasting time talking about. Because in all the discussion of the deficit, all we're talking about is cutting programs. We're not talking about how the deficit got where it is now and how we could avoid that in the future. This debate has never been playing out on a level that is useful. And until it can, there is no reason to talk about it, especially as the president from your own party is seeking re-election. Keep it focused on economy and jobs, because one, that's better for any Democrat in this race for the White House. Two, it's the most important thing the country could be talking about at this time. So, final verdict, Steny Hoyer, you're batshit crazy. Shut up. I'm Jason Williams. We'll see you next week.